perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Give me a ticket on an aeroplane. I ain't got time to catch a fast train.
I can't believe a prestigious paper like the Chicago Chronicle would run the predictions of some two-bit stargazer.
Claire Hayden happens to be the world's greatest psychic.
You got that right. I read her predictions every day. I have an inquiring mind, you know.
Well, stick around, Balky. You may get to meet her in person.
Get back, funky cat.
Oh, it's true. She's with Mr. Burns right now.
When they're finished, I have to drive her to the airport.
Carson, you are one lucky dude. You get to spend rush hour with a famous prophet.
Balky, she's as much of a prophet as I am.
Get out of the city. You can tell the future.
Balky, I can't tell the future, and neither can she. She just flies in once a year, makes some guesses about the future, and this newspaper pays her a ton of money for it.
Well, if they're just guesses, they're pretty good. She predicted Sean Penn would do time.
Well, anybody could have predicted that. I can't wait to see the newspaper tomorrow. This year, Claire Hayden predicts the Earth will revolve around the sun.
No! We'll be burnt to a crisp.
He's your cousin.
Balky, the Earth revolves around the sun every year.
Oh, that's right. I always get mixed up on that point. On Meepos, they only teach science up through the Bronze Age.
Get a move on, Appleton. Miss Hayden will miss her plane.
Yes, I'm going to get the car now, sir.
And another thing, Appleton. Now, will you excuse us, Claire? I'll make this up to you, Appleton. I couldn't be with that woman another minute.
I'll get her out of your hair, sir.
Claire, if you only knew how much I wanted to drive you to the airport, but I have got to put this edition to bed.
It was nice seeing you again, Harry.
See you next year, Claire.
Just a moment. Yes, you will.
Miss Hayden? Excuse me, my name is Balky Bartokomus, and I...
You'd like my autograph.
Wow. You are good.
No, that wasn't a prediction. A lot of people asked for my autograph. I'll need a pen.
Oh, you spell my name B-A-L-K-I. Is that it?
I see a terrible storm. I see a man. A small man. He's eating a golden ring and sitting on a sheep.
Would you like a glass of water? A chair? An exorcist of some kind?
A clock strikes midnight. There's a knock at the door. Who is it?
I don't know.
It's death. Tonight death will take this man away forever. That's B-A-L-K-I. There you are.
But those things you said.
Sometimes when I pick up something, I get these premonitions about the owners of the objects. Is this your pen?
No. This pen belonged to my cousin Larry.
Well, I hope I predicted good things. It was nice meeting you. I have to go now. My car's ready.
Miss Hayden, your
yes,
car is...
I know. Bye now.
Oh, there's my lucky pen.
No, I'm... No, thank you. I don't want a super saver. No, I... No, thank you. Read my lips. I want 2 plane tickets to a place where it doesn't rain and there are no sheep. Hello?
Oh, what a nightmare. Oh. Bumper to bumper traffic all the way to the airport. I am stuck in the car with one of the witches of Eastwick. Oh, by the way, she predicted Anson Williams will win an Oscar in the year 2025. Where am I going?
Cousin, great news. We want a free vacation. The only thing is, in order to collect the prize, we got to get out the door by midnight. So, time's a wasting. Let's go, little buddy.
What free vacation?
What free vacation? Cousin, we got to hit the road, Zach.
On the road again. These boots were made for walking. Let's
get busy. Healthy. I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what's going on.
Well, Coulson, I've said everything there is to say.
Sit down.
I suppose we could take a couple of minutes to just catch up. It's been a long time. So, how the heck are you?
Valky, I want the truth. Are you in some kind of trouble? If you are, I'll help you.
I don't know how to tell you.
Just say it.
Well, it's bad news.
Well, you just say it.
Well, it's very bad news.
Bucky, how bad can it be? Whatever it is, we'll deal with it together. Just say it. Just come right out and say it.
I found out you're going to die.
My God, that's how you tell somebody? You just blurt it out? Oh,
God. Of course, and you told me to tell you.
Oh, well, you could have used a little tact. Let me tell you, finding out you're going to die, it's a bit of a shock. I'm so young. There's so many things I haven't done. I've never had an apartment by myself. How did you find out? Was it my physical 2 weeks ago? Did my doctor call?
No.
Then who?
I don't want to tell you.
What do you mean you don't want to tell me? You told me I was going to die. This is the easy part.
If I tell you, will you promise not to laugh at me and not to talk down to me?
Of course I promise. Why would I laugh? I'm dying.
Cousin, Miss Claire Hayden picked up your lucky pen. And she went into a trance, and she said, and I quote, there will be a terrible storm, and at the stroke of midnight, you will sit on a ship and eat a golden ring, and then Mr. Death will come and take you away. Forever.
Thank you.
pussy.
I'm sorry. I know you believe in this stuff, but really. Mr. Death? Does he look like Jack Nicholson?
You promised not to laugh and not to talk down to me, and now you are doing both.
All right, Ducky, think about it. She said there would be a terrible storm, right? Well, look, there is not a cloud in the sky. And the weather report says nothing but sunshine for the next week. This lady's predictions are absurd.
A storm. Now, do you believe the predictions?
Okay, a little lightning, a little thunder, a little rain. It means nothing. Boy, that really came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Listen. Now, do you believe Mr. Death is coming to get you?
I do. But if he's coming, I better change. Oh, what do you think? Basic black? I bet that's his favorite color. Oh, I wonder if he's bringing Mrs. Death.
Listen, I wouldn't joke if I were you. Mr. Death don't have such a great sense of humor.
Alky, you're right. We wouldn't want the angel of death to show up in a bad mood now, would we?
He's early.
Early. I like that in a Grim Reaper.
No, cousin! No! No, 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 no!
We just got Valky's message on our answering machine.
Oh, Larry, I can't believe it.
I didn't even know you were sick.
So much we should have talked about. So much we should have done.
Well, we still have a little time. Look, I'm not sick at all. And I'm definitely not dying.
Then what is this all about?
Jennifer, Marianne, would you please try to talk some sense into him? At the stroke of midnight, Mr. Death is going to come for Cousin Larry right after he sits on a sheep and eats a golden ring.
What is this really all about?
Valky met Claire Hayden at the paper, and she made these crazy predictions about me.
All it is.
Is that all it is? Mr. Death is coming for Cousin Larry, and that's what you say? Is that all it is? Is that all it is? Oh, God, do I have a headache. What does it take to impress you people?
I'm impressed.
Finally, a rational person.
There's an easy way to prove that all of this is just nonsense. I'll call Pioli's, we'll order some pizza, then we'll wait till midnight. If Mr. Death shows up, I'll admit I'm wrong.
How much longer?
5 minutes till midnight.
What's the name of the game? Gin. I'm unbeatable. I should be doomed every night. What is that?
Me pussy and death repellent. Little dab will do ya.
It smells terrible.
But, cousin, that's how we think it works. It makes you smell so bad. That Mr. Death don't want to get near you.
It's working on me.
Death repellent. I can't believe grown people buying into such hocus pocus.
Coulson, we're running out of time. If we don't do something soon, Mr. Death is going to come in here and kick your bucket.
Hey, here I am, Mr. Death. Come and get me.
Balky, will you get away from me with that stuff?
Look, it's almost midnight. I think I can get through the next...
4 minutes.
4 minutes without sitting on a sheep and eating a golden ring.
Maybe Larry's right. And why don't we have some coffee and something to eat and try to relax. Sorry, Larry. Let's have something to eat. We'll have coffee.
Yes, why don't we just try to remain calm?
Right.
All right. Now, it's just...
3 minutes.
3 minutes till midnight. Let's just sit down and not get crazy. Come on, people. You look like you're going to somebody's funeral. Oops. I said the F word.
Ooh, what's this?
Sheep. Mr. Death is probably on the stairs by now.
It's not a sheep, it's a toy. This doesn't count, does it?
I don't know. Balky, did she say it had to be a real sheep?
Why did you have to sit on Dimitri? Why didn't you get out of town when you heard the charge?
Sorry, Balky, Balky! You're going to kill me before Mr. Death gets here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So I sat on a sheep. One of Claire Hayden's predictions came true.
Two. Ah! You ate the golden ring!
I'm all right.
Coulson,
I'm
all right.
Yes.
You're okay.
Yes.
You're okay.
Fine.
You're okay.
I'm fine.
You're okay. Why did you eat the golden ring? Now three of the predictions have come true.
10 seconds till midnight.
It's not a golden ring. It's a donut.
What kind of donut?
5 seconds.
A golden donut.
Four.
Oh, no.
Three. Two.
No, no, no,
one.
No, no, no.
It's after midnight. Are you dead?
No. No, I'm alive.
Oh, I'm alive!
Oh, yay!
Oh, God.
Boy, nothing like a little terror to get your heart started. I'm really glad you're all right, Larry. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, Balky. I had a wonderful evening. Except for the screaming part. I'm glad you're alive.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy. I just can't believe you're not dead.
You know, Balky, it's coincidences like those that happened here tonight that cause primitive cultures to believe superstitions. Well, what do you say we get some sleep? We gotta get up early tomorrow, and it's almost midnight.
Did you say almost midnight?
Marianne's watch must have been fast. Let's call the time, lady.
He's here.
Wait. Why didn't I think of this before? We just won't answer the door. Mr. Death will think there's no one home, and he'll go away.
Coulson, it's Mr. Death, not the Avon lady. All right. All right, I know what I must do. I'll go to the door myself. Mr. Death would take me. I tell him I'm Larry Appleton.
No! 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 There's no Larry Appleton here! You've got the wrong address!
Mr. Den!
I forgot my purse. Are you sure you guys are all right?
Oh, sure. Never better. Really good.
Bye.
It wasn't Mr. Death?
No. It was Jennifer.
Yes, it was. Mr. Death would have been less humiliating.
Far, far less humiliating.
Serious about taking my place.
Oh, well, it was only Jennifer. It didn't matter.
Well, you didn't know that. You thought it was Mr. Death. You would have really taken my place, even though I made fun of you.
Yes, you did do that.
Even though I talked down to you.
Well, you always do that.
Even though I laughed in your face.
Now, that hurt.
I guess I don't say this often enough, but... I'm glad you're my cousin.
Well, cousin, I'm glad you're my cousin, too.
Well... I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
Me neither.
Well, let's watch some TV and maybe we'll get sleepy. Well, that's enough for me.